ארגון כאן, אמרי שלוק יש משובעה בפרמין בעבולות, כאן אין לו חוצר ואין לו ארבע עמיס, וגיח לה משום רביאן היום, יש לו חוצר ויש לו ארבע עמיס. רציתה לי אין, מייקל מיפלי היא מסו בחוצר משום יודס אבוי, כיפי ליס לו יד, חוצר נעמי יש לו, מסו בחוצר משום שליחס יש אבוי, כיפי לשליחס לס לו, חוצר נעמי לסו. This is the famous sugya, chotzer mishum yad, or chotzer mishum shlichus. As Kodem Kol, the Gemara says there are two nafkaminas. There's one nafkamina le'inyan chotzer, one nafkamina le'inyan dalet amis. The kinyan of dalet amis is the takana derabana, that if a chavetz is within your dalet amis, you're koine. The Ritvi Yishanim in the sugya Kodem is medayik. Why does the Gemara put Dalet Amis together with Chotzer? As he says, medayik in the Gemara that the gedur of the kinyan of Dalet Amis is it's a Chotzer derabana. As therefore the Gemara says, Dalet Amis is tali on Chotzer. The Pnei Yeshuma, the Doimelizah in our sugya, says that the Gemara says if Chotzer mishum yad or Chotzer mishum shlichus, it's tali on psukim. The din of dalet amis is a takana derabanan. As how could the takana derabanan be tali on psukim? Zog the Pnei Yeshua, because the takana rabanan of dalet amis is it's a chotzer derabanan. And take the rabanan kein daraisa. Because whatever the nafka mean is daraisa is going to be in the derabanan. That's the tchilas deal for the Gemara, the kuda number one, from the fact that it puts Dalet Amis with Chotzer, doing that Dalet Amis is a Chotzer midrabbana. However, there's another deal in the Gemara, a very interesting deal. If Dalet Amis is a Chotzer derabbanan, as why does the Gemara have to speak out that the machloikis is by Chotzer and Dalet Amis? Harei, it's a regular chotzer. L'mashal, does the Gemara have to say the nafkamina is chotzer your backyard, chotzer your gag, chotzer your karfef? The Gemara doesn't speak out every tzir of chotzer. The Gemara says chotzer. And once the Gemara says chotzer, v'melu you know to every chotzer. As why in Dalet Amis, why does the Gemara have to speak out chotzer? V'dalet Amis, v'dalet Amis is a regular chotzer. As meduyik in the Gemara, that Dalet Amis is not a regular chotzer. It's choluk. As it's a little bit tully in Dalet Amis how it works. We're not going to go into the oimik of it, but just a little nakuda that you see that the gedur wasn't that they were masakin, that it's your chotzer mamish. That's l'chayru what you see. You see it's different. It's not the same level as a chotzer. That's one way. That l'chayru is the simplest key. Okay, so that's the kuda number one. The kuda number two, in the stencil of Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim over here makes a big point, and the same point is in the Dvar of Ram in Simen Chof Aleph. They'd rather learn Bechavusa. Vinishvi. They both point out the same point on the Gemara. They both say that it sounds like the Nina the Sugya of Chotzer Mishum Yad as Chotzer Mishum Shlichos, that Lefido Mandiyam of Shlichos, it's Zichar not a Yad. And that would be the way of reading the Gemara. It's Mishum Shlichos, Mishum Yad. It sounds like if it's Mishum Shlichos, it's not Mishum Yad. But they both point out that everyone holds that chotzer is a yad, because there's a shayla. How could a chotzer be a maisa kinyan b'chlal? What's the maisa kinyan of a chotzer? In order to do a kinyan, you have to have a maisa kinyan. Meshicha, chazaka, agba, keser, shtar. As what is the maisa kinyan of chazaka? As they all say, that avada, the maisa kinyan of chazaka, is the kinyan of yad. When something is in your yad is your reshus, as your kaina. As there's one kind of a kinyan doing a maisa kinyan, yeshicha, chazaka, hagba, and then there's another kind of a kinyan a kinyan that it's in your rishus. It's doing a mice of hayras, bailes, a mice of showing it's in your rishus. And then when it's literally in your rishus, that's a kinyan. Because everyone holds the mice of kinyan of chatzar is midin yad. So what's the shail in the sugya? The shail in the sugya is bishlema when it's in your hand, it's in your rishus mamish. But when it's in your chatzar, how is it called it's in your rishus? How is the what's going on in the chatzar connected to you? Why is that called it's your yad? The kinyan is yad, which means rishus, but you're not doing the kinyan. It's in your chatzar. When it's in your hand, you did it. It's in your hand. But when it's in the chatzar, you're not doing anything, as it's not in your hand. As why you kind of, as that's the shaila. How does what's going on in the chatzar misyach is back to you? That's the shaila of the Gemara. One man the Yama holds that it's midin yad dahainu. Your chatzar is ki'ilu your yad shlishi. You have two hands, and just like when you get a cane, it's your third leg. So again, you have your chatzar is your third hand. Kilo, it's another extension, another way of holding on to something. As it's kilo, it's your third hand. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is no. Lefi zeh, the chatzar is your hand. It's not something else. It's you. It's mamish you. Just like when you're holding it here, you're holding on to it. When it's in your chatzar, you're holding on to it. As your chatzar is an extension of you. That's one way of understanding. That's chatzar mishum yad. The second way of understanding is chatzar is mishum shlichus. In the parsha of shlichus was mischadish that a maisa va'acher, when someone else is doing something, it's ki'ilu, you're doing it. As the gather of chatzar mishum shlichus is it's not you. Not your hand. It's a shliach. It's something else. It's someone else. It's a chatzar. That what's going on by a acher is ki'ilu you did it. It's ki'ilu it's in your hand. As l'fi zeh, the nidna of the sugi of chatzar mishum shlichus mishum yad is not what is the ma'isa kinyan. Avada the ma'isa kinyan is mishum yad. The kinyan is something is in your hand. The shail is why when it's in your chatzar is it ki'ilu it's in your hand? Is the vart because the chatzar is a yad shlishi? Or the chatzar is something else? But whatever goes on in the chatzar is ki'ilu it went into your hand. The same way when a shliach does something, it's ki'ilu you do it. As when it's in the chatzar, it's ki'ilu in your hand. That's the parsha of shlichus. Shluchos shel adam kemaisayis. Whatever he's doing is kilu you're doing. Whatever the chatz is doing, it's kilu you did it with your hand. Thus is the machlekes. My nafkemina. Does it have dinim of shlichus? Is the mir in the parsha of shlichus of cotton? If it's midin yad, it doesn't have the mir of the parsha of shlichus. If it's midin shlichus, then it has the mir of the parsha of shlichus. That's their Akdama, and they ask him here on the Ksois that wants to be Mechadish on the Dvar Avram asks from here on the Ksois that wants to be Mechadish that Shitas Rashi is that Yodai is not Koina in Ksubis Adaf Lamed Aleph. Shitas Rashi is Yodai is not Koina. You need Hagba Gimel Tvachim. As they say, how could you say when it's in a human hand it's not Koina? If Yada is not Koina, is not a Kinyan, how could Chatzar be a Kinyan? How could Chatzar be better than when it's in his Yad himself? If when it's in your Yad, you need Hagbah of Gimel Tvachim, as how could it be when it's in your Chatzar, your Koina, without being Magbir Gimel Tvachim? That's what they ask. Rashi over there in Ksubis says you need Gimel Tvachim when it's in your hand. As they say, a poshida teretz. The chilik is like this. If the item is totally in your palm of your hand, if you're holding on to the item totally, it's a koi. It fits in your hand. Avada yukoina mishum yad. And who adin in our sugya? If the item is totally in the chatzer, avada yekaina mishum chatzer. Rashi over there is talking about an item that sticks out of your hand. It's a wide item that it's not contained totally in your hand. It's a big chayfet, like one of the Hanukkah boxes. Yeah, it's one of those big futzen that just don't go into your hand. As over there, you need hakbav gimel tochit. As when you're talking about a big, wide item that doesn't fit in your hand, as Rashi Shiding Subis is, you need a lifted gimel tochim to be kaina. Even though a chelik's in your hand, it's not enough. But when the whole chefetz is in your hand, zikr yekaina, because that's what you see in the sugi here. Chatzir is a kinyan. Why is chatzir a kinyan? Because it's in your hand. This is the raid of Divrei Rabbi Yosei of Chaim with a sofa of the Dvar Avraham. A hakdama to the sugya of Chatzar, the olive base of Chatzar. Before the sugya, it's zikr kinyan. The sugya is handling what goes on in the Chatzar. Why does it ki'ilu go back to you? Is it midin yad shlishi, ki'ilu you're doing it, or ki'ilu someone else is, the Chatzar is doing it and it goes back? Okay, as thus is step number one in the sugya. Now let's move on to Rashi. Rashi, k'tana ein lo Chatzar, im zarek labai lo get le toich seira, le konsel lach seira le skarish mo. As Rashi learns, the sugya is talking about by yet. Lemaisa, the Gemara on the bottom of the Amid is going to say that by yet everyone holds its mishum yad. The machlekes is by mitzia. Rashi afilu achi started the sugya that the sugya is going by get. He didn't put it on mitzia. The Pnei Yeshua says because by mitzia chotzer by cotton is midarabanan. By get chotzer by cotton is midaraisa. The Gemara is handling Psukim Yoda. As a Mela Rashi wanted in the Havamina Lepachis to start it off in Get. But in Achinami, the Sugya is gonna change. Okay. Even if you the Havamina, if you Rashi, it's negated to everything. Just Rashi was not at Get because that's the place in the Torah where it says Chotzer, and that's the place where it works by a cup. And that's why Rashi was not God. Yeah, you could also say maybe it was because Katana and Akeva, that's what we're talking about, get the Hesher. Thus is the Nei Yeshua. Good. Mishum Yoda is Rabboi. Dirsiv, Vinosan Biyoda. Biyoda Rishusa Masha Kidirsiv, Vayikach is called Arzoi Biyoda. On this Rashi is Gar Ashvera Rashi. Why? Number one. What is the Chiddush of Rashi? Until now, when we learn Chumash, as what does Yad mean? Hand. Hand is the item that's coming out of your shoulder. Yeah, this is a hand. What is Yoda? A hand. Comes along Rashi tells us, you didn't be mefarish the Chumash right. You weren't Yetzir Shnayim Mikra Vechetayim. That's Nishvashtan and Shat. Yad doesn't mean hand. Yad means Rishus. And so Rashi, Chabashin Araya. Because it says once in the Torah, Vayikach is called Arzayim Yaday. How could it be he had all his Aratzis in his hand? It doesn't go. As must be, Yaday means Rishus. Ad kan divrei Rashi. Frek di Pnei Yeshua on Rashi. Rashi is actually a havamina of the Gemara on Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says, you would say maybe Yodai doesn't mean hand, it means Rishus. And you have a Rai from the Pasuk Vayikach Kol Atzam Yodai. Rashi's Gemaldi, Rashi's a havamina of the Gemara. Of the Shaila is, the Gemara is masig not that way. The Gemara says, brings a raya, because the Torah says, by get yodai. And it says, v'nasen imarba chotzer. If yad means rishus, what do you need a ribui for chotzer for? As we see, yad means hands, and that's why you need a ribui to tell me that a chotzer works. As Freg de Pnei Yeshua, why is Rashi learning the Gemara over here, lefi the havamin of nunva? And you get, Rashi brings a pasuk. The Gemara over there asks it, and the Gemara says, Gishmak eteres. Over there, it can't mean hand literally, because all the land doesn't fit in the hand. As over there, hand, yodai, means rishus. Of everywhere else in the Torah where it says the word yad, it means hand. As what's shown in Rashi? Why is Rashi learning the Gemara, lefi, the habamina? Thus, Frek, the Bnei Yeshua, on Rashi. Vo'oid, hare our Gemara itself on the bottom of the Amid brings, you need a riboy for chatzar. As how could Rashi say yodai means rishus? The Gemara on the bottom of Yod Amid Beis says you need an extra word in the Torah to teach you that chatzar works. As how could Rashi says yodai means rishus? If it means rishus, what do you need an extra pasuk for? Those are the two big kashas of the Pnei Yeshua on Rashi. The Ritva asks a third question. We'll see. Zog the Ritva, pshat in Rashi is, Rashi learns the geder of the Gzeres HaKosev is that the Gzeres HaKosev of Inosan tells you that by get, yodai means rishos. Whenever the Torah says yad, your literal translation is like you in cheder. Hand. Aber, when there's a riboy that chotzer is misrabe, the chotzer is medala that yodai means rishusai. Frekt the rich one, this mahalech, that what do you mean? The Gemara is Mavur and Baba Kama. It's a klalu pradu klal that yamarba ke'ena yad. If it's just rishus, as why we marba ke'en yad? That's what the Ritva asks on his Mahalach Vidas Rashi. Vo'oid, Rashi doesn't mean it that way. Rashi doesn't bring a ribui and says the ribui tells you yadai means rishus. Rashi says a raya from the pasuk of Vayikach is called Arzay Miyadai. Mashma, that's not what Rashi is saying. As Behelem Divrei the Ritva, we learn like the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says this Rashi is a Havamina, because the Gemara yet didn't bring that get is a Riboy. As before the Gemara brings the Riboy, we don't know the Riboy. As how do you know that chatzar is a yad? Must be, it's the mashmois of the pasuk. As lefize, Rashi is very gishmak. Rashi over here is kipshuta, but he's going to feed the havamina before the Gemara brought the ribui. Ubefrat, Rashi says, once you bring a ribui, it's zikr midin yad and not midin shlichus. That's shitas Rashi on the bottom of the yambit. As imkain, if we knew the ribui, there couldn't be a havamina mishum shlichus, because the ribui says mishum yad. As lefi Rashi, it's mugach we're going without a ribui. As enochinami, Rashi is going lefi the havamina before we brought the ribui. As how do you know chotzer is mishum yad? Must be, it's a svara, yodai means mishusa. Abenochinami, the maskana, we fall away from this Rashi. That's how the Rashi learns Rashi, not like the Ritva. This is the gather of the Gzeres HaKosev. And it's ganz geschmack, because it's muchach minei ubei. If we knew the Gzeres HaKosev, it's mishum yad, it's not mishum shlichus, lefi Rashi later on. Okay. Nos is the first Rashi. Rashi mishum yad. What's pshat? The Yeshua Ritva. Now let's move on to the second Rashi. Rashi mishum shlichus. Every Rashi. It's a ganz megill. Oh. Zogt Rashi. What is the pshat in Rashi mishum shlichus? מדרמי רחמנא שליחוס לאדם, כדתניא ושלח מלמד שהאיש עושה שליח, ושלחו מלמד שהאיש עושה שליח, אז רבו אינם יחסר. אז זאת רשי, how do you know חוצס משם שליחוס? Because the Torah says you could send the person. Is exercise of shalach, v'shilcha. You could send a person to do something for you. As aibaze, from there we learn out. You could send your chotzer to do something. Frek the pnei Yeshua of Rashi, the Aleph pshat shayla. Bishleima in a shliach, I made a minoy. I told him to do it for me. In a chotzer, it's not shayach aminu. And not the vort, like, because I didn't talk to it. Even if you talk to it, it doesn't have ears. Yeah, it's not shayach aminu. What's made the aminu to a chotzer? What's possible? I'm telling him to do it. Shlichus is, I sent you. My chotzer, where is the minua? Frek, the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, over here. And the Ritva at the end of the sugya. Voy, how could you learn from a bar das to a chotzer, which is an inanimate object? A bar das is a bar asiya. As when he does it for you, it's a shliach. But how could you say a chotzer, an object that has no das, is doing for you? What's the sheikhis, ma'adimya? Shaila number two of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva. Shaila number three, Frek de Pnei Yeshua, is a din, a shliach has to be Issa b'Toyres Gerushin. A goy who's less of a Torah's gerushin, you can't make a shliach, because a goy doesn't have gerushin. A chotzer doesn't have gerushin. He doesn't have marriage. As for sure, he doesn't have gerushin. As he's less of a Torah's, as how could he be a shliach? As vos frekt, the Pnei Yeshua, the Ritva, the Rabbeinu Peretz, they shry on Rashi, give out. How could you compare a chotzer to the parsha of shlichus of kol ha-Torah kul? As how do the Ritva and Rabbeinu Peretz learn? They learn there's a ribui over here that says there's a new parsha of shlichus of chotzer. Very gishmak. Gishmak yipshav. But Rashi is clearly not that way. Rashi here and Rashi on the bottom of the Yomid learns the shlichus of chotzer is the same shlichus of kol ha-Torah kula. How could you compare? It's two different worlds. It's not doime b'chlal. As they ask the kasha, lav baldas, there's no minui, and he's lesser b'toyras. Those are the three questions Lele Rabbi Seinu asked. Koidim kol, where was the mucker of Rashi to learn the way Rashi did? Why did he learn like the Ritva? Such an easy pshat. That over here, there's Xeris HaKosim, Chotze Mishum Shlichos. That's Guva Pshat in Xeris HaKosim that tells you Chotze works. As you could say, because the Gemara says over here, what's an afgamin if it's Mishum Shlichos? Because there's a mir in the Parsha of Shlichos. Ish is Ramayit Cotton. As that mir in the Parsha of Shlichos is also by Chotze Mishum Shlichos. Halt Rashi, Bish lema, if you learn out the shlichus by chotzer from the shlichus of kol ha-Torah kula, as whenever there's a mir in the shlichus of kol ha-Torah kula, it'll be a mir in the parsha of shlichus here. But if you learn it's a new parsha of shlichus that has no shaychus, as why are the miyutim in the regular parsha of shlichus, why did they apply over here? L'chayra, that was the mark of Rashi, that this is shaychus to the regular parsha of shlichus. Of a tzarek beer, what's shot? As Rabbi Kiva Egil says a little bit to answer the question. Zok Rabbi Kiva Egil, weiss the chayis from Rashi, that avad is not the regular standard shlichus. It's a mechodesh dikas shlichus. But we're learning it out of the parsha of Shlichus. If we wouldn't have the parsha of the Shlichus, this would not work. Because it doesn't have all the klalim of Shlichus, but it's learned out from it, even though it's not mamish of Shlichus. Okay, those are the words that you see in Rashi. The Shailis Bos is the Havon. What's the Nekuda in Rashi? As explain Rashi, L'chayra is a Gavaldika Yidia, a Rush, in Piskei Rush in Hazayri. Andaf Ayin Tes. The Rush explains, why does Chatzar work for you? As the Rush says, because Chatzar is your money, and it's the place where you keep your things. As what's in your chatzar, the chatzar is automatically holding on for you. Chatzar is your storage place. It's your reshus, and its purpose is to hold things for the Baalim. When something's in a chatzar, it's being held for the Baalim be'etzem, because that's where he stores his things. That's his storage place. That's his oitza. That's his place where he keeps his things. A chotzer has a milah over a bar das. A bar das, when you tell him to do, when he's doing something, it's his own maisa. What shaykhis does it have to you? As you need to make a minui. Minui is, I told you to do it. So when you're doing it for me. As that's why a bar das needs a minui to have a parsha of shlichus. Because meichatese, he's him. What does him have to do with me? Why, when he's doing it, does it work for me? As I need a minu. I told you to do it. I caused you to do it. As what you're doing works for me. But that's only by a bardas that has his own tairis asir. A chotzer is be'etzim inherently holding it for a bailam. It's his rishus. It's shimush is you holding for the bailam. That's what a chotzer is. As even without a minui, it's inherently holding for the Baisha. Thus is step number one. As that's why you don't need a minui. Because be'etzem it does for the Baisha. It's not like the Bardas. Number two, when the Shliach is a lav Bardas, when the Shliach is a shoite, it doesn't work. Ein lecha lav Bardas godel from a chotzer. Chatzar has no das b'chlal. The teretz is poshit. A lav bal das is not a shliach because he's not doing it for you. He has no das. As he has a teretz maisa, he's doing it, and he's not doing it for you. He doesn't have das to do it for you. That's why a lav bal das can't be a shliach. Or even a child who's 1 year old, who doesn't have das, when he does something, he's not doing it for anyone. It's his own maisa. But a chatzar is inherently doing it for the Baalim because it's his reshus. V'oid, it's his makam achizas svatim, rosh and harosh. As inherently, it's holding it for the Baalim. As we don't care if it's a lav b'avodas. The last knech, it's lesser b'tayris. Isa b'tayris is when you're making a bar das into a shliach. There are tnayim how you make him into a shliach to do the maisa for you. But over here, it's inherently holding for you. As there's no tnayim of lesser b'tayras. The tnay of lesser b'tayras is when you want to do something for someone else, you have to be in the parsha of doing that you could do for someone else. But by chotzer, it's not doing for someone else. It's not a doer. It's not a person that does things. It's just holding. As it doesn't make a difference if it's b'tayras or it's not b'tayras. It's holding for the Baalim. Now, you need Rabbi Kivegis Knech. Avad, if there was no parsha of shlichus, as who cares if the chotzer is holding for me? L'maisa, there's no parsha of shlichus. Who says when it's holding for me, it's kilu I'm holding it? As I need the parsha of shlichus, when someone or something is holding for me, it's kilu it's for me. It's kilu I'm doing it. As I need to learn it out of the parsha of shlichus, but it's really shlichus plus. It's shlichus aleph aleph. It's a higher level of shlichus. And memela doesn't go with the regular gedarim of shlichus. Thus, lechayra is the kibbutz. Thus is the big word in Rashi in the Chotzer, that it's a shliach, it doesn't need a minui, and la bardas doesn't make a difference because the shlichus is be'etzem it's holding, be'etzem it's doing for you. So meila, therefore, it works. Okay, that's the big Rashi in the Sugya. You learn it out of shlichus. B'chiyehi the shlichus la'eslot et nan she'ena kotten oise shliach. The chiksev shlichus bein begitten bein bepesach ish be'in ish kosev be'in. As Rashi Ovia says, that how do you know that a cotton can't make a shliach? Because it says ish in the parsha that it says shlichus. Rashi in the Ovis says, it says ben yud gimel is chayev b'mitzis. Rashi says every time it says the word ish in the Torah, it means a bar yud gimel. Somebody is 13 years old, he's a bar mitzvah. That's the Pirish of Ish. Until now, you could have been learning Chumash for many years, some of you 19 to 20 years. What does Ish mean in the Torah? According to Rashi Shita, is the word Ish means Gadol. Das heißt an Ish. Until he's a Gadol, he's not an Ish yet. Das stated Rashi, as the Parsha is talking about a Gadol. Fregdik Sois. Rashi says that where does it say ish? In the parsha of Get. Rashi on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis also says that the reason why shlichus doesn't help to a cotton is because it says ish. But Rashi over there says because it says ish in the parsha of Truma. As Fredrik says, why does Rashi by us say the meat of cotton is in the parsha of Gerishin? And why does Rashi on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis say the meat of cotton is because it says ish in the parsha of Truma? The Helam Divrei Dikseis. Because our Gemara is talking about Gerishin. The Gemara over there brings the pasuk by Truma. As Rashi's Kilu saying, whatever we're talking about, he mentions the ish that's kosev in that parsha. Just over here, Rashi does bring in Karban Pesach. Okay. Rashi does add Karban Pesach of a toif. Why Rashi says Gerishin and their Truma, that's a little bit better. But both Rashi's on the word, the reason why a cotton doesn't have a shliach is because he's not, the Torah says ish. Parsha that says shlichus, that's Malvi shlichus, is talking about an ish. This is the chiddush of Rashi. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Ksubis and Daf Yud Aleph, the very famous Rabbi Kiva Eger, the sugya of Jericho. Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger, the reason why your cotton doesn't have a shliach is a svara. How could a cotton make a shliach? He's a labagdas. As when he tells a shliach to do something for him, it's totally worthless. The same way he can't make a kinyan. He walks into the store, he wants to buy something, even a sufkaniyah, he can't. A cotton doesn't have a kinyan, he doesn't have das to shafi kinyan. If he can't buy something because he can't make a chalois because he's a lav baldas, how can he make a shliach? Does tainet Rabbi Kivega? Yafi zeh, Rabbi Kivega wants to answer all the shaylas of the rishayim in Ksubis Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Toises, Ramban, Rajbe, Ritva, all the rishayim frag. The Gemara over there is mavur. You could do a geiris midin schia to a cotton. Frag the Rishonim, I ain schiel ain shlichus lekotten. Zog Rabbi Kivega of a parsha the teretz. What's the reason why ain shlichus lekotten? Because a cotton can't make a minui. He's a lav badas. He can't make a chalois. Of a schia, you don't need a minui because it's a schus. As over there, a cotton could make a shlichus. Thus is Rabbi Kivega's big mahalach and why a katan can't make a shliach. Because number one, what are the Rishonim? Don't answer like Rabbi Akiva. You see, they argue. And Rashi by us also. Rashi doesn't say like Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says ish. Of Rabbi Akiva Eger's son, Rabbi Shlomo Eger, asked a kasha on Rabbi Akiva Eger. Azab Bamba Shaila. Don't remember too many Rabbi Akiva Egers that you can ask such a good question. Bamba Shaila. Frek Reb Shlomo Eger on his father, Abba Mefurish Gemara Faketfer. Which Gemara? The Gemara we just learned. The Gemara says Chotzer is Mishum Shlichus, and Ein Shlichus Lekotten, as Ein Chotzer Lekotten. Lefi Reb Akiva Eger. The reason why Ein Shlichus Lekotten is because he doesn't have das to make a minui. And it's only Chsard and Shlichus that you're making a minoy. In Chotzer, there's no minoy. And still the Gemara says there's a problem of Ein Shlichus by Chotzer. There's a bump of Shailov, the Rebbe, his father, the Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. That's why the Rishonim didn't learn like Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger said he can't make a chalois, as how could he make a shlichus? Muchach, that shlichus is different than making a chalois. Why? Because in shlichus you have the das of the shliach. Or the das of the shliach is poil the chalois. You're just telling him to do it. That a katan has enough das to do. You're just telling him to do it for you. That a katan has enough das misvara to do. But I don't need the katan to shaf the chalois by shlichus. Whose das is shafing the chalois? The shliach's das. As I don't need the katan's das to shaf the chalois by shlichus. All I need him to do is to make a shliach. That a katan could do too. A katan has some level of das. As to make a shliach, that he's enough to do. And then the shliach's das will shaf the chalois. As Rashi over here is mavur, not like Rabbi Akiva Eger, but b'yeser, the Gemara itself is a bomb kasha on the mahalach of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Vayis t'chayis that you could make a shliach, but there's a meal, ain't cotton, vayis a shliach. The same way a cotton can't do, he can't do all your day, a shliach also. This is l'chayra, the... Okay, as that's the Nikudis in the Gemara. The Gemara is Mavur that Chotzer is Mishum Shlichus. As we saw in Rashi, it's the regular Parsha of Shlichus. But we explained it because the Chotzer is Be'etzim holding for the Baya. Okay. And you have to learn it out of Shlichus, but it's a different kind of a Shlichus. The Gemara says the nafkamina is it's mishum shlichus, a katan doesn't have shlichus. As we saw in our Gemara, a raya keneged Rabbi Akiva Eger, then you can't learn the reason why a katan doesn't have shlichus, because he doesn't make a minui, it's chotzer shlichus without a minui. As it must be that it's a miut, like Rashi says over here. Okay. Ad kan the Gemara. Yeah, we want to speak out one ksais. The ksais in Resh Mem Gimel asks a question. There's a huge machlekes rishonim. If there's schia to a katan, it's based on the Gemara on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. And we had it in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. There are two sugyas. There are many Rishonim that learn Schiyas Lav Mitam Shlichus, and even though Ein Shlichus Lekotten, Avol Yeh Schiya Lekotten. Many Rishonim, the Ban, the Ritva, that learn this way. Frek the Ksais Abom B'Shayla from our sugya. In our sugya, we're handling, Rashi started off the sugya by get, but the Gemara is going to say, we're handling by a mitzia too. By a mitzia, it's a schus. Everyone wants to find something that's hefker and have a little bit of extra chani, a little bit extra money. Avad, it's a schus for everyone. Gevaldi. Ein lecha schus gadol mizeh. They have more money. As over here, it's a schus. And the Gemara says, ein shlichus lekatan. Why doesn't it work? Midin zochen. The feeder is shining that holds chi is la mitam shlichus, and chi la mitam shlichus helps to a cotton. Thus is the bamba shayla of the ksais on the rishay. And the Ramban, the ritva sheet is chi is la mitam shlichus. The mir of shlichus, cotton is only from shlichus. Chi is a naya palsha. Zochen la adam shalai befanav is nish the palsha shlichus. And it helps to a cotton. As what tape it lay in our Gemara and the Tzir of Mitzia, it should work midin zachen. Thus, Frank the Ksai seemingly a bomba kasha on the Ramban and the Mitzvah. As this is a raya, the sheet is taisus that the Ksai is that Tzchi is mitam shlichus. As the Mela, whatever works by shlichus works by Tzchiya. Nobody taina. What could be the vote?
Everyone else that can't be
Zeichen
the
Mitzvah
anymore.
Why?
They can
Zeichen
anymore.
Say the word. It has to be a choice to the one who's Zeichen. Chavlachini is a different sugi if Mitzvah is Chavlachini. Let's leave it on the side. So he wants the Taina Mo'oifin Zeh. The Etzim vote. The word is Erb Shimon in Simon Chav Gimel, and the Stenzlach of Rebot Be'er says it also, Zeyer Gishmakabo. Well, this will be Messiah. That what's the Pshat in Zchi Alam Bitam Shlichus? If Zchi is Lam Bitam Shlichus, who does the Maisekinyan? The one who's being Zeicha? That's the word Zchi Alam Bitam. Shlichus is. It's Kilo the Mishalach is doing it. This is the parasha of Shlichus. What's Chia Lam Mitam Shlichus? Chia Lam Mitam Shlichus means that it's not Shlucho Shel Adam Kemaisai. It's not Mr. Mishalach is doing it. It's Mr. Shliach doing it. Chia Lam Mitam is only Shayich when the Zoiche is a Baldas. A Baal Kinyan, a person who could do it. But over here, where it's a Chotzer is a Lav Vardas. A Chotzer can't be Payal Kinyan. As over here is only Shaykh Shlichus, and it's not Shaykh Sphia Lav Vital. As that's a Gishmak Eteret on the Ksais of Shaila. Vosrek the Ksais, Tabigle Midin Sphia Lav Vital. Zchi Alam Mitam is only shayich when a person's doing it. That's roi to make a kinyan. As then, even though he's not doing it for shlichus, but he could be fighting a kinyan for a cotton. Up over here, it's a chotzer. A chotzer is a lam bal kinyan. Yeah. As a gog, yishmaka, svara, a yishu. Okay. As today we saw the Indian a little bit. Vika chotzer mishum shlichus. A little bit, it's not shayich. That's the first love of the Sugya. Tonight we have Abigail Mesiva from the Yeshiva. Whatever you can, if you have a little bit of extra time, to try to squeeze in to Chazer. But if not, tomorrow we're starting a whole new angle in the Sugya of Inshliach Lidvara.